Senate will come to order. The parliamentarian will read a communication to the Senate.
You are tuned into Freedom Press. Hello. Thank you for listening. Today is a very important day. I'd like to talk about representation. Our representation in the federal government via the House and the Senate, your congressmen and your senators. What is their job? What do they do? There's been a lot of speculation, a lot of debate. And so what we want to do is put the question out there to you, the listener, and we would love an independent poll taken right here from our Freedom Press listener base from you to see, do you believe, and it's strictly you, we don't want to, for you to answer in what you think the majority wants to hear or the minority or this group or that group. What we want to know is your opinion. Do you honestly to yourself, because it's the worst thing to do is to lie to yourself. Do you feel that your congressman, congresswoman, or your senator represents you? Or more importantly, do you think the Congress people that are elected, the senators that are elected, do you think they represent their constituents? Well, that's what we're going to dive into. So let's go ahead and take a look at what Congress is up to in the Senate. And today, this is the Daily Digest. This is yesterday's, which is the most recent update to the Senate chamber action of the Daily Digest, registered on Tuesday, October 18th, 2022. And the Senate met at 11:30:01 in pro forma session on Thursday, October 20th, 2022. Okay. Sorry. The Senate met at 11:30:01 a.m. in pro forma session and adjourned until 9 a.m. on Thursday, October 20th. So this is from October 18th until October 20th, 2022. And today is the day of this posting, this broadcast, this delivery of truth to you is the 19th, October the 19th. So here's the measures reported, right? They want to correct the inequitable denial of enhanced retirement and annuity benefits to certain U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers with an amendment. They want to require the Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection to establish procedures for conducting maintenance projects at ports of entry at which the Office of Field Operation conducts certain enforcement and facilitation activities, and with an amendment to the nature of the substitute. To enhance the cybersecurity of the healthcare and public health sector. That sounds pretty good. To amend Title V United States Code to authorize the appointment of spouses of members of the armed forces who are on active duty, disabled, or deceased to positions in which the spouses will work remotely with an amendment in the nature of a substitute. To establish a pilot program for native plant species with an amendment in the nature of a substitute. Now, this one could be a really good one. Especially with our what we're putting forth with Planet Earth, and which falls under technically, if you know, what the Democrats call the Green New Deal. And well, we don't believe in a lot of what they are wanting to do, obviously, because it's nuts, right? But there are a lot of real life scientific things we can do. And dealing with native plants is one of the best. So that's a really good one. All right. Continuing to amend the Rosie the Riveter World War II Home Front National Historic Park Establishment Act of 2000 to provide for additional areas to be added to the park with an amendment in the nature of a substitute. Now, that's awesome. Everyone knows the Riveter, the famous iconic image of the working girl with her arm raised, clenched, holding a fist, and she's got her hair done up. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing. It has been mimicked over and over and over. So what a great thing that is. All these things sound so important. And man, this is, I'm glad they decided to take all those days and set them aside to, you know, to deal with all this stuff, right? So let's carry on. To adjust the boundary of the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreational Area to include the rim of the Valley Corridor with an amendment in the nature of a substitute. To amend the Reclamation Projects Authorization and Adjustment Act of 1992 to authorize additional projects related to the Salton Sea. To establish the new Philadelphia National Historic Park in the state of Illinois as a unit of the National Park System. To amend the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area Improvement Act to extend the exception to the closure of certain roads within the recreational area. To modify the boundary of the Wilson's Creek National Battlefield in the state of Missouri. To provide the consent of Congress to an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Mexico. Now, that one sounds important. We better delve real deep into that one. To authorize the Secretary of the Interior to construct, operate, and maintain facilities in the Sun River Project, Montana, for the purposes of hydroelectric power generation. Wow, that sounds awesome. To amend the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act to modify the eligibility requirements for certain small water storage and groundwater storage projects and to authorize the use of funds for certain additional CARE Act projects with an amendment. To authorize the women who worked on the Homefront Foundation to establish a commemorative work in the District of Columbia and its environs. To direct the Secretary of the Interior to conduct a special resource study to determine the suitability and feasibility of establishing the John P. Parker House in Ripley, Ohio, as a unit of the National Park System. So a lot of land acquisition going on. Report to a company to promote travel and tourism in the United States to improve the health, safety, and security of international flights entering the United States. To amend the Sherman Act to make oil producing and exporting cartels illegal. To amend Title III United States Code to reform the Electoral Council Act and to amend the Presidential Transition Act of 1963 to provide clear guidelines for when and to whom resources are provided by the Administrator for General Services for use in connection with the preparations for the assumption of office duties as President or Vice President with an amendment in the nature of a substitute. Now, that one's pretty big and sneaky on its own, right? So that one needs to be looked into. Some committee meetings, executive privilege doctrine, and some other stuff, and it goes on and on. And this is what they've got going on. And then, you know, you get down to the bottom, right, to find out what really happens. And you find out that this entire thing took 3 minutes. So that is what we really want to talk about. Here it is right here. Adjournment. The House met at 9 a.m. and adjourned at 9:03 a.m. And after going over all these things I just read, and the fact that it says at the top that this is going to take from the 18th through the 20th, well, then everyone, I'm assuming, is probably wondering off the bat, why only the 3 minutes? Well, therein lies the devil in the details, and the fact that this is a pro forma session. And so they don't have the video uploaded for this one as of yet, but I'm gonna, after I'm done with this, I'm going to post an actual pro forma session video from C-SPAN so you guys can watch it for yourselves. And I think we're going to start a series of what the Senate wants you to think they do, and then what the Senate actually does. Because, my friends, this is not hilarious. It's disgusting, and it's hurtful to the American people. And we should be ashamed of ourselves for allowing them to get away with this kind of, what they're calling leadership. And that's another thing that needs to change, right? It's representationship. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up here with that. We're going to talk more about representation. Are we getting it as constituents? Are our representatives actually voting the way we want them to vote? Do we actually have a voice in the government that we so, you know, hold dearly, that we say we command and yield, as is in the nature of we the people? So, thank you for tuning in to Freedom Press. My name is Mark Christopher Garrett. Yes, that sound was in the proceedings. It is that quiet. You can hear a pin drop.
The Senate will come to order. The parliamentarian will read a communication to the Senate.
Washington, D.C., June 3rd, 2022. To the Senate, under the provisions of Rule 1, Paragraph 3 of the Standing Rules of the Senate, I hereby appoint the Honorable Christopher Murphy, a senator from the state of Connecticut, to perform the duties of the chair. Signed, Patrick Leahy, President pro tempore.
Under the previous order, the Senate stands adjourned until 3 p.m. on Monday, June 6th, 2022.
Hey, like what you hear? Who would have thunk it? Politics could have been so simple and fun. Subscribe for more great information from Freedom Press. Tune in now.